You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, once again, we are speaking with Sina Sharp, founder of the first competitive intelligence firm in the U.S., Sharp Market Intelligence. Sina is the go-to person when you need information and solid evidence about competitors, customers, distribution channels, the industry, products, services for the best decision the first time. Sina, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. Great to be back with you again.
It certainly is good to have you back. So first of all, leading right in, we hear a lot about millennials. Who are they and why are they important to business?
Right. Great question, because this is a group that people don't know much about, except to say, if they're not a millennial, they'll say, oh, well, you know, they're annoying, they're entitled, and they generally describe them in negative terms. And they really don't know much about them and how crucial they are to their business success and growth. The reason they're so important is that they are the largest group in the U.S. in terms of population, even bigger than the boomers. By the way, they're also known by the term Gen Y, so those are used interchangeably. If you remember, boomers changed everything as they moved into the next phase of their lives, whether it was business and personal. And the same will be true with the millennials, because they are so different from previous generations that they will have that impact, and they already are. They're shaping the future, and that's where we're all going to be living and selling. So more importantly, we have to pay attention, because they're your customers, your employees, your vendors, and the thing to really pay attention to, they're influencers, so that their influence goes way beyond millennials and way beyond their numbers and impacts all of us. And these characteristics are global. Doesn't just apply to the U.S., it applies to Asia, it applies to Europe, South America, it applies to almost all countries. There may be some slight differences, but generally speaking, the impact and the characteristics are pretty similar country by country.
You say they're different from previous generations. How are they different in the workplace?
Really, in so many ways. First of all, they are determined not to work the kind of crazy hours that they see their parents, their neighbors, their older brothers and sisters working. They don't want to work more than 40 hours. You're very lucky if you can even get them to work 50 hours in very select cases. And it's already impacting the workplace. We see even places like Wall Street and some law firms who insist on their new hires working 80-hour weeks, that now they're saying to them, well, you can have the weekend off, and that's considered a big deal in those very high-stress jobs. But the thing is that other companies are recognizing that they're not going to be able to get them to be staying in the office until 6, 7, 8 o'clock. They passionately believe in a work-life balance, and if anyone is going to change that for all of us, this is the group that will do it, and that's a very good thing. How else are they different in the workplace? Well, they've been told all their lives how smart they were. They were told that from the time they were babies, when they were in school. They're always being told how smart they were. Accordingly, they expect to be promoted quickly. And by quickly, I'm talking about 3 months. They don't want to do menial work, again, because they're so smart. They don't see why they should have to do that, what we've all had to do in our early days of work and maybe even still today. They only want to do important work. They don't take criticism well. What we consider a comment, they consider to be criticism and negative. So you have to be aware of these things when you're hiring for them, and if any of these things are important, to build it into your interviewing so that your expectations are reasonable on both sides. They want constant feedback. They prefer working in teams, and they're more likely to believe their leaders than anybody else does in the office. So knowing how they think and behave is very important to having a good office atmosphere, and also to managing expectations in terms of what they'll do.
And what's important to them in this regard?
Right. Well, there's many things that are important, but if I had to choose one thing, I would say they are driven by meaning and purpose. They want to change the world, and they believe they will change the world. Some examples of that are like Tom's Shoes, which became popular several years ago, where you buy a pair of shoes, and Tom's Shoes gives one pair away. We've seen more and more companies who are building on that model. Warby Parker Glasses does that. You buy a pair of glasses, the company will give a pair of glasses to somebody in a country or an area where they can't afford glasses. We're even seeing that with home sales. They don't give away a home, but they certainly follow the essence of that model. What else is important to them? Food. They eat out a lot. Food is a social event. Also, they're much more sophisticated. Their tastes are much more sophisticated. Their parents have traveled a lot and exposed them to other cuisines and tastes, and they may have traveled a lot also. So they're willing to spend on food and drink. Again, their priorities on where they spend their money are very different than some previous generations for the age group. By the way, they're generally 19 to 35 years old today. There's a little bit of wiggle room at each end of it, but that's generally where they are. So they're either in college or in the workforce, either early in the workforce or they have a little bit of experience. What else is important to them? They're more likely to buy from companies that reflect their values. They seek out companies that have a corporate conscience, those who are not using chemicals in food or those who are saving the planet. So they're very concerned about our larger world and not as spoiled as a lot of older people think they are. They expect companies to be flexible based on customer feedback. So there are many things that are really important to them, and it's different than previous generations, and that's the thing to remember.
Today, once again, we are joined by Sina Sharp, founder of the first competitive intelligence firm in the United States, Sharp Market Intelligence, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Sina, we know they are very tech savvy. Do they have any other desirable characteristics?
Yeah. Well, that's what everybody focuses on, their ability with technology, although interestingly, they don't think that they know as much about technology as everybody else thinks they know about it, so it's always a matter of where you stand in that stream. They strongly believe in volunteering and giving back. Many, many schools in the U.S. require students to do volunteer work. And it's not students just who went to private schools. So public schools all over are doing it, religious organizations, parents who volunteer. So they're very into helping the world and helping people, whether it's in their community or in the larger picture. They're more tolerant and open-minded than previous generations. One of the things that's frequently noted about them is that they're oblivious to race, gender, sexual preference. They don't even see those things, that those of us who from previous generations were very aware of it, they are totally blind to that, which is a very good thing. They also expect authenticity and transparency. From companies, from the government, from people, from all aspects of their lives. This is really important, and we're seeing more and more of it, but hopefully as the millennials move further in the workplace, that they will demonstrate it from their companies or from their business positions that they have.
Lastly, what would surprise us about the millennial generation?
Oh, I think there's quite a bit, and that's a great question. Thanks. You know, unlike previous generations, they started saving for retirement in their 20s. 55% of all millennials have already started saving because they went through the recession or they saw their parents, neighbors, relatives, other people who lost their homes, lost jobs. So they're very aware of what can happen. And they're concerned that Social Security or pensions won't be available. So they've started saving much earlier than previous generations. They're more religious and conservative than those who preceded them. It may not be traditional religion. It may be spiritual or community, you know, mega churches, but they seem to be more conservative, even though we expect people younger to be much more liberal. Unlike conventional wisdom, we see fewer pregnancies among this age group than previous generations and less drinking. They don't care as much about cars and driving. They get their driver's license sometimes several years later, and they are less likely to buy a car or will buy it later. And when I tell you these things, you have to think about all the businesses that are impacted by these changes. So, like, for example, with getting driver's license later, It impacts insurance companies, aftermarket sales, used car dealers, auto repair. So it impacts lots of businesses. These are not isolated instances of how they're different, but it really has a domino effect on many other businesses. One thing that's really likely to be very surprising to most people is that they're less likely to become parents. Just 20 years ago, just over 20 years ago, in 1992, 78% of college grads planned to become parents. Today, only 42%. That's almost half the number. Even if that number percentage turns out to be higher, it likely will be much lower than previous generations. So again, you have to think about what's the implication for business and society. You might be surprised to know that TV is still very important in influencing them, even though all we ever hear about is mobile. But TV is really important in terms of influencing how they view brands and the value to them. They're very close to their parents. They value their opinion. They want to spend time with them. And they're not really as interested in status and money. So while they have obviously some interest in it, it's not quite the same as it used to be for younger people. So money is important, but the status, not quite as important for many of them, especially those who are very, very wealthy.
Always good to have you, Sina. Wealth of information here. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Sharp Market Intelligence online?
Right. The website is www.sharpmarket.com. No E on the end of Sharp, S-H-A-R-P, sharpmarket.com. We're also on LinkedIn, Facebook, all the social media.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on the topic today?
Yes, you know, as I said, when people who are not millennials think about them, they tend to think about them in negative terms. Remember that whatever generation you are part of, those who are older than you, those who came before you, also viewed your generation in somewhat negative terms, regardless of all the positive things that you added to society. So next time you have to hire a millennial, work with a millennial, be a little bit more open-minded and see the value that they can bring to your business and to your employees, your customers, or whatever other group you're dealing with.
Well, Sina, always good to have you, and thanks once again for joining us on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
We've been speaking with Sina Sharp, once again, founder of the first competitive intelligence firm in the United States, Sharp Market Intelligence. Sina is the go-to person when you need information and solid evidence about competitors, customers, distribution channels, the industry, product, services for the best decision the first time. And the website of reference is sharpmarket.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.